this morning, I sort of started off by saying, hello, good morning, salamat pagi, and namaste. That was the first thing I just said, just because I knew that there was a lot of different children here. I guess in some cultures, you know, comics and comicking and cartoons are only seen as stuff for kids. Whereas, you know, in Japan, not really. As in, everybody of all ages enjoys it. So there's going to be many different styles, many different genres and audiences within that. So, you know, it's like TV, you've got Teletubbies, and then you've got Coronation Street and EastEnders. You know, it's not meant for the same audience. Having this whole mix of ethnicities as well is a lot more fun when you're actually drawing.
And have you found that the children here know quite a lot about manga?
Oh, yes. I mean, definitely it seems in Brunei, everyone really likes this ninja series called Naruto.
In this very electronic age, do children still have the same level of imagination?
I think they do. And in fact, it's just a matter of adapting and seeing how best to sort of like get on their wavelength. I mean, the thing is, I'm a very technological sort of person myself. Whilst I like doing stuff, you know, by hand traditionally on paper, there are some times when I do stuff digitally on the computer. But also, you know, I do so much stuff online, play lots of video games, so I can drop a few things and they go, oh yeah, she knows about that, that's good, we get her. When I teach how to draw characters with this sort of manga kind of feel, I give them guidelines based on real life proportions and then tell them, you tweak it a little bit here, you change it a bit here to match whether you're drawing an old person or a young person or a boy or a girl, and I show them as many different styles as I can.
So what brought you to drawing manga?
You know, I tried all different sorts of styles. I just found that manga in particular was very attractive, lots of fun. You know, with manga you can exaggerate so many things. And the thing is, because of so many different styles of manga, I can go anywhere from, you know, super simple to super pretty to very realistic, you know, and I can choose this, you know, where to be on this sliding scale.
And for visit organiser Helen Cowlan, inviting Sonia has proved to be a great success.
You can imagine year 4, 5 and 6's reaction to knowing that a manga, it was like, whoa, how cool is that? And she's been showing her artwork and her cartooning today, and the kids are a little bit awestruck, I think.
Is it very popular amongst the older children?
Yeah, I mean, Sonia's mentioning character names from comics and all the kids are, oh, yeah, I know that. And I'm like, I haven't got a clue. I don't know these cartoon characters and comics that they're talking about. The children certainly do.
Manga happens to be one of those things which has this sort of cool, kind of edgy, kind of slick kind of look. It's sort of trendy and it's not kiddie. Manga doesn't really look kiddie. It looks a bit more grown up. You know, it's a bit more cooler. It's sharper.